This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation where maybe, just maybe, the right thing was actually done before vandals came in with jackhammers and paint and ropes and pulled it down. This regarding a Stalin statue that was included, together with other great leaders, in Virginia. Which other great leaders? Truman, FDR, and Churchill. So why Stalin and why not Stalin? I mean, he was a leader of that same period, the 1940s. We will get to that with Professor Paul Kenger of Grove City College coming right up. He has called attention to what I believe to be the only substantial memorial to Joseph Stalin that existed, past tense, in the United States of America. But before we get to that, there's an intriguing column by Matthew Walter. And he asks, what will happen to the Republican Party after Trump? And I know that there are a lot of people who hear a headline like that, and this was in The Week, and they think, oh, the author must be assuming Trump is going to lose. I mean, after all, he's running behind Biden. There are lots of reasons, and Karl Rove enunciates some of them. Daniel Henninger enunciates some of them in the Wall Street Journal today. There are all kinds of reasons to believe that we do need to take the current polling with a grain of salt. President Trump is rekindling over the weekend. He's going to be speaking in New Hampshire. He is going ahead and doing another rally, and apparently they are going to try to demonstrate that the old magic is still there, that the Tulsa situation was an aberration. This in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And by the way, this is while Trump is still there. Something that I hope his speechwriters are working on is identifying Trump in that speech with Theodore Roosevelt. He spoke very well about Theodore Roosevelt in his Rushmore speech, and why should he speak about him in Portsmouth, New Hampshire? Because in Portsmouth, New Hampshire was where Theodore Roosevelt got together personally with the leaders of Japan and Russia and made peace. It was a perfect illustration of speak softly but carry a big stick. And he won the Nobel Peace Prize for it, for the Portsmouth Treaty, right there. So I hope and I assume that the president will invoke that memory and talk about serving in his second term as a peacemaker, as somebody who solves conflicts rather than participating joyously in them when they don't involve military confrontation. In any event, this piece acknowledges that Trump could well win. He could well lose. But either way, Matthew Walter says, he says, regardless of whether President Trump is reelected in November, the future of the Republican Party belongs to him. His legacy, arguments about its true value and how it should be understood in its relationship with previous right-wing insurgent movements such as the Tea Party, will determine the course of the GOP's fortunes for the next decade. And Matthew Walter points something out. There was recently a lot of flurry about Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland. And Governor Hogan is very much a moderate. He's very popular, very successful in a very Democratic state. Maryland is a state that has been overwhelmingly Democratic for, 20 years. And the fact that Hogan got reelected in a landslide as governor, that he is as possible, popular as he is, that he overcame cancer while he was in office, all of this counts in his behalf, and he has this new book coming out, and the New York Times and others have been asking him whether he would run in 2024, and he's thinking maybe he will. But I think that Matthew Walter is right. If Larry Hogan runs for president, in today's Republican Party, he'd have about the same kind of success that John Huntsman had, the former governor of Utah, who had actually worked in the Obama administration. He ran for president in 2012, and he worked in the Obama administration as our ambassador to China. He's recently been our ambassador to Russia, appointed by President Trump, and even more recently than that, he just lost in his desire to get reelected in Utah and to retake the governorship to win the Republican primary. He lost the Republican primary to the lieutenant governor of Utah. It was very close, but John Huntsman is not making a comeback, so he's not going to be a factor in any presidential race. But the point being that Huntsman got a lot of media attention. He was somebody who was looked upon as a new, fresh direction for the Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He did a... I remember he did an announcement of candidacy in front of the Statue of Liberty, trying to echo President Reagan, and his campaign totally flopped. He finished seventh in New Hampshire. And what they say is, what Walter says is the anti-Trump wing of the GOP does not, for all practical purposes, exist. And I think he's right. You might say, well, that's not healthy for a party, but it's the same kind of situation we've had with the Republican Party for a long time. I mean, when President Reagan was a successful president, there was no significant anti-Reagan wing of the Republican Party. He had some challengers in 2004, but they went absolutely nowhere. And when President Bush, who was a much more controversial than President George W. Bush, he had no significant challengers when he was running for re-election. And his legacy was repudiated to some extent by the fact that he had this financial crash at the very end of his term. And, of course, the Iraq War was viewed by increasing numbers of even Republicans as a great mistake. What he says is, he says, look, the anti-Trump wing of the GOP does not, for all cases, exist, and he does not believe that there will be any candidates who come forward and try to repudiate everything Trump stood for. And what does he think is going to happen? He thinks there's going to be a challenge between people like Ted Cruz. He says they're like Tea Party revivalists, politicians in the mold of Senator Ted Cruz. For them, the Trumpian revolution, such as it was primarily a matter of style. And then he talks about another wing of the party, and I don't really see this wing as existing, represented by Marco Rubio, who clearly wants to run, and Josh Hawley, who clearly wants to run. He's the young freshman from Missouri. Both of them, he writes, combine old-fashioned social conservatism with a pragmatic view about economics that would have been dismissed as socialist by the average Obama-era congressional Republican. What he's saying is the big change in the Republican Party that has happened has been that nobody seems to care about balancing budgets anymore. And there even appears to be less allergy to big, aggressive government programs. The startup program, the stimulus program that was just passed for $3 trillion by the House as part of the pandemic response, involved a huge amount of spending. And it had virtually no Republican opposition to it. And that new wing of the party, he says, is likely to include, and then there could also be Tom Cotton, who is clearly interested in the presidency as part of that wing. What I think he's underestimating is some of the most obvious problems that the Republicans are going to face, particularly if President Trump loses this election. If President Trump loses this election, I think it is either the end of the Republican Party, or there will have to be a complete recalibration to win black and Hispanic votes. And yes, Asian votes too, which is something that we haven't been very good at in recent elections. We also haven't been good at responding to some of the Democratic extremism. We'll do that with Paul Kengor coming up on the Medved Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I think a lot of conservatives have been longing for is finding some appropriate liberal heroes whose statues you could try to agitate to remove. Nobody should, no conservative should find vandalism attractive to you. But Paul Kengor actually found an example of a statue of one of the worst mass murderers in human history. Certainly, together with Mao Zedong, he's in a class by himself, Joseph Stalin. Paul Kengor is a professor of history at and politics at Grove City College. He is also a senior fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City, which I'm proud to say is a sponsor of this radio show. So how did you happen to hear about this statue of Stalin at the National D-Day Memorial? I mean, first of all, as you point out in your column, Stalin had nothing to do with D-Day.
It's absurd, isn't it, Michael? It's just crazy. And I've known about it for literally 10 years. In fact, I know that because I went back and I found the first column that I wrote on it in 2010. And yeah, the National, I shouldn't laugh, I should be crying, right? But the National D-Day Memorial, which is in Bedford, Virginia, actually had a bust of Joseph Stalin. And he's acknowledged there with a little plaque that said General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. He's there with FDR, Truman, Churchill, Clement Attlee. And I thought about this over the last few weeks as the left, the mobs are running around tearing down statues of everyone from Teddy Roosevelt to Francis Scott Key, right, to Abraham Lincoln. And I thought, well, what about the Stalin statue? So I did some Google searches on it, and from what I could tell, it was still there. So I wrote a piece on it for American Spectator, and I sent it to the editor, Vladi Plazinski. And I said, Vladi, I'm looking and looking. I don't think it's been removed. I can't find any evidence it's been removed. So shame on me, Michael, for not checking Wikipedia, right? There's a mention at Wikipedia by a University of Texas Austin doctoral student in historical preservation, and almost like an abstract and a paper that said that they took it down, or kind of took it down. So we started calling. We'd already been calling Bedford, and we couldn't get an answer from these people. We finally got an answer this week on Monday. It might have been Tuesday. And it was a staff member there, and this is a quote. He said, "The Stalin bust was taken off of public display a decade ago, but it's still in our collection," unquote. And so I don't know what that means, Michael. I don't know if they mean trash collection, right? You know, art collection, right? Maybe, you know, the giant government warehouse where they have the Ark of the Covenant nabbed by Indiana Jones, right? I guess it's there somewhere. But at least you can see pictures online, too, when it was first put up in 2010. But as I said in my column, you know, you lefties, you liberals, you're off the hook, right? You don't have to run down and spray paint the Stalin statue, which I'm sure was right up there on their priority list, along with the Lenin statue in Seattle, which they apparently have no problem with. But yeah, they actually put up a bust of Joseph Stalin, and it's apparently not up now, but it's down there somewhere.
Yeah, what's so bizarre about this is you could say, well, Stalin was part of the Big Three. He met with Churchill and Roosevelt during the war. But he had absolutely nothing to do with Normandy. Now, you could say he did because his troops were engaged in destroying the Wehrmacht, destroying the Hitler forces on the Eastern Front.
Right.
But still, it's a bizarre to put him in the D-Day Museum. Have you been to this museum?
I haven't. No, I almost drove down this week just to see if the bus was still there because we couldn't get through to him on the phone. I mean, apparently they don't have
who
answer the phone. So I almost drove down to check. It's probably not that far. It'd probably take about, I don't know, 5-6 hours, something like that, to drive there. But yeah, you're right, Michael. I mean, he had nothing to do with D-Day. There wasn't a single Russian troop in Normandy. And in fact, what makes this worse is, you know, you're right. I mean, so he did play a key part, Russian troops, in helping to defeat Hitler. But because of the signing of the Hitler-Stalin Pact in August...
That's why the war started, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he helped start World War II. That, you know, that pact was signed during the dark of night, August 23rd, 24th, 1939. One of the conditions was that there would be a mutual invasion of Poland. Well, bingo, 7 days later, the Nazis invaded Poland from the west. That was September 1st, 1939. That basically started World War II. And then everyone forgets this. I didn't learn about this in school. About 2.5 weeks later, September 17th, 1939, the Soviets invaded Poland from the east, and World War II was on. So if anything, Stalin helped create Normandy or helped necessitate our boys invading it without any help from any Russian troops because he signed a pact with Hitler in 1939. So a lot of people complained about this in 2010, and apparently, Michael, it did have the effect of them at least no longer putting the bust of Stalin on public display.
Now, I remember reading your column, and I was moved by this. So some of the people who complained were these people who were trying to get the victims of communist genocide memorialized.
Right.
Obviously, there are memorials everywhere, and there are museums everywhere for the victims of the Nazi genocide.
Yeah.
But there are even more millions who were killed by Russia and by the Stalinist regime. And I was struck in your column, you say that some of the latest estimates say 20 million is too low. It could be more like 60 or 70 million. How is it even conceivable?
I know, it's amazing. And those numbers, those are from Alexander Yakovlev, who was the chief reformer for Mikhail Gorbachev in the late 1980s. And in the 1990s, he was widely respected by everybody in Russia. In the 1990s, he was given the job by the Yeltsin government of literally trying to count the skulls, right? And he published this in a 2004 book published by Yale University Press. It was the Annals of Communism series. It was called A Century of Violence in Soviet Russia. And Yakovlev said that, quote, Stalin alone annihilated 60 to 70 million people. And if that's accurate, and Solzhenitsyn used numbers like that, as did a number of other people. So if it's that high, then he's far and away the greatest killer ever. Although, well, actually, some people think Mao killed, Mao probably did kill. The latest numbers on this is upwards of 70 plus million.
Yes, and you probably know that there was a Harvard psychiatrist actually, Dr. Hill yourself, who was on MSNBC saying that Trump is like Hitler and Stalin. just like them. In their mold. A bit outrageous. Paul Kangar, the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Very proud to have you on the show. We will be right back on the future of the Republican Party.
Michael Medved.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting a new executive order aimed at promoting Hispanic prosperity. The president says the order will expand access to trade schools.
Through our pledge to the American worker, we've already made available 16 million apprenticeships and training opportunities for the jobs of tomorrow. To bring jobs and prosperity to our most distressed communities, we created nearly 9,000 opportunity zones. That's been a great success, a tremendous. Tim Scott of South Carolina has helped me so much.
It appears the debate over President Trump's financial records and tax returns will continue. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday investigators in New York can seek his financial and tax records. However, another ruling involving demands by the House for access to the president's records will have to be taken up by the lower courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show. Obviously, when people start talking about what is the future of the Republican Party, what is the future of the Democratic Party, that all depends upon how this election goes. And there was just a big step forward, we are told, for the Biden campaign because they reached agreement together with Bernie Sanders and Sandersnistas on a 110-page platform proposal. And apparently this is going to go right to the Democratic non-convention that they're having, and they're going to take all of the elements in this, including free college. Yeah, free college tuition for any American from a family earning less than $125,000 a year that you are going to using that to go to a public university. Now, is that going to be viable? Is that going to actually happen? Are we going to get a full public option, but not Medicare for all? That's what the platform calls for. By the way, I am not going to read 110 pages. I'm sorry. It sounds so incredibly dreary. And obviously it's not good enough for people like the Squadsters. They have their now Breathe Act, which is just outrageous. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana can be a pretty effective spokesperson for the Republican side of things. And he talks a little bit about this latest Breathe Act that was cooked up by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley. And here is what Senator Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, had to say.
I have looked at the Congresswomen's bill. It is clearly a serious effort to compete in the woke Olympics. I'd give it, 9.7. As an American who feels gratitude, not hatred for my country, though. The only way I know how to improve their bill is with a shredder.
And the gratitude, not hatred, that's very similar to my formulation, which I'm proud to use all the time. Gratitude works better than guilt. It works better than guilt as personal motivation. And it really is necessary and appropriate for people living in this country with all of our blessings. One of the points that Glenn Lowry made that I thought was just a profound point is if you look throughout our institutions throughout the last 50 years, far from showing systemic racism, every institution in America, private and public, has some office of civil rights appended to it, has some determined effort to recruit people of color, to make sure that there is no racism. And again, this has already been very well instituted. It's not like, oh, we've had this systemic racism, it's left over from Jim Crow. We have, thank God, dismantled Jim Crow. And far from having universities that were struggling to keep black people out, we have colleges and universities and major corporations that are trying, and have been trying for years, by the way, to recruit and encourage qualified people of color. And the denial, the blindness to all of that in things like the BREATHE Act, which, yes, calls for reparations, is astonishing. And it's why I think we have to be very, very careful about talking about what the future of the Republican Party is, because there's a real question about what the future of the Democratic Party is. And in clip 8 here, Bernie Sanders announces with pleasure and pride that he has reached common ground with Joe Biden, which may or may not be good news for Vice President Biden. Listen.
I was glad to work with the Vice President in forming 6 separate task forces, which had some of the most knowledgeable people in the country coming together to deal with education and climate change, and healthcare, and the economy, and criminal justice, and immigration reform. And these folks, needless to say, people who represented the progressive movement had a different perspective on things than did Biden's people. But there was serious discussion, and I think a real honest effort to come up with a compromise. And I think the compromise that they came up with, if implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR.
Okay, that claim, I think, is going to be used in Republican ads, because I don't think that's what Americans want. I don't think there's any evidence at all that Americans want the most progressive president since FDR. And if you take a look at the voting in the primary, and remember all of the people, the qualified, younger, progressive people who are running against Biden, people like Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg and Bill de Blasio and on and on and on and on, all more progressive than Joe Biden. Why did Joe Biden win? Now, it's a serious question. Was it because his blinding charisma? Was it his oratorical skills? He didn't crash and burn in any of the debates, but he wasn't particularly great. Why did he win? The answer is because he had overwhelming support among African Americans, and he had overwhelming support from those people in the Democratic Party who didn't want to fundamentally transform America, who basically were more centrist and more middle of the road. And the idea of the most progressive president since FDR may not be pleasing to all of them. And you see, this is one of those things where you have to ask, how is it that Barack Obama was reelected despite the fact that there was a disappointing economy? There had been some foreign policy setbacks. He had also managed to kill Osama. How did Barack Obama win his second term? An answer, because he had not governed, like some kind of far-left radical. Even as Obamacare disappointed people on the left. And the idea that there is a overwhelming majority in the Democratic Party for progressive notions, for the Green New Deal and Medicare for all, it's a very dubious notion. There's no evidence of it. That's not the way people voted in the primaries. And you may recall that Elizabeth Warren was probably the biggest bust of all the candidates. Amy Klobuchar, who ran specifically for that moderate lane, going for the same lane Biden held control of, Amy Klobuchar surprised people. She didn't raise a lot of money, and she did okay in the primaries. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie raised the most money of any of the Democrats. They really did, those two. And they crashed and burned. And you could say, well, that's because they were competing against each other. Any way you slice it, there was not a majority of people voting, even in the Democratic primary, for radical change. And if this 110-page document, this platform that they have now issued in collaboration with the Biden and the Bernie people, if that includes all kinds of radical change, if that includes issues like, well, reparations, if it includes issues like raising taxes on big corporations, which will slow growth, which will cost jobs, if we're talking about a gigantic expansion of government, then do you really expect people to vote for that? They never have. Or are you counting simply on Joe Biden's personality? I'll tell you the one thing they're counting on. They're just counting on the idea of demonizing Trump and the fact that President Trump has alienated a lot of people in this country. And it is now up to the president to maybe recognize that there are going to be people in the center who he needs in order to win. So what happens there? We will get to that and another fake hate crime. I hate this stuff. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but I'm sure you will. A horrifying, terrifying, chilling hate crime. And I shouldn't joke about hate crimes, but this is just an amazing story. And I hope it gets a lot of attention because it does illustrate part of what we're going through right now in our country, which isn't good. So a politician whose name is Jonathan Lopez. And he's in eastern Oregon, in Hermiston, Oregon. And he is running for county commission. He ran, actually, previously in the for the Umatilla County Board of Commissioners in May. And he finished fourth. And during the campaign, apparently, Jonathan Lopez received a really, really nasty letter. The letter said, Mexicans like you are not welcome here. America is for the God-fearing, pro-gun, pro-life humans who refuse to be controlled by the government.
Excuse me?
Okay. He posted that hateful letter on his Facebook page, and then he posted a response. Of course, this was supposed to help him get votes for a primary a couple of weeks ago. Many don't know me or who I am and where I stand, Lopez wrote in the Facebook post. As an American-born man who served in the United States Coast Guard, Fire, and Rescue Services, I'm also proud of where my parents and grandparents were born and raised, Mexico. I've lived a life full of obstacles, many challenges, including racism. There is no room or tolerance for that. Okay, here's the problem. That hateful letter, the one that said that Mexicans like you are not welcome here in America's for the God-fearing, pro-gun, pro-life humans who refuse to be controlled by government. The author of that letter was identified, and he has been charged. He has a police charge against him because the author is Jonathan Lopez. He wrote the letter to himself. It's another Jussie Smollett, except he didn't call the cops. He just advertised on Facebook. The police chief in Hermiston, whose name is Jason Edmiston, said that that letter that recent county commissioner candidate Jonathan Lopez received on June 23rd was written by himself, and that the incident will be referred as filing a false report to the Umatilla County District Attorney's Office. Edmiston said Lopez admitted to writing the letter and that the police are also investigating fabricated credentials during his candidacy. Okay, what a loser. This is appalling. And then we're also told that it's a hate crime. Now look, this is one of those things. Martinez, California. Martinez is in Contra Costa County. So it's northeast of the San Francisco Bay. And Martinez is kind of a gritty, more blue-collar kind of place. It's not all the Chardonnay and Brie kind of stuff you get in San Francisco. And there's a story on CNN about David Nelson and Nicole Anderson, who were charged with three misdemeanor counts, including violation of civil rights, vandalism, and possession of tools to commit vandalism or graffiti. So said the district attorney's office. The incident happened soon after a Black Lives Matter mural was painted in front of the courthouse in Martinez, California on July 4th. And the district attorney said, her name is Diana Becton, she said, "We must address the root and byproduct of systemic racism in our country. The Black Lives Matter movement is an important civil rights cause that deserves all our attention." Okay, now, isn't the Black Lives Matter movement political? You have a district attorney now launching a prosecution based on some people defacing a Black Lives Matter movement. When they were actually in the process of doing it, the two people who did this, a white man and a white woman, it says, David Nelson and Nicole Anderson, they were both wearing Trump paraphernalia, Make America Great Again paraphernalia. And it sounded a little bit... the Black Lives Matter mural was not a glorious work of art. It was basically just the letters Black Lives Matter, and they took the point of view. They said wearing a Trump shirt that said 4 more years. There are people who began filming as he and the woman started painting. "We're sick of this narrative. That's what's wrong, the man said in the video. "The narrative of oppression, the narrative of racism, it's a lie." A bystander off camera can be heard arguing with the man. She asked what was wrong with him before adding, "This is racist, what you're doing." Okay. You may disagree with it, and I'll tell you why they were able to be charged with a crime here. Is because the Black Lives Matter mural, they had a permit for it. They applied for a permit. They got a permit. They put it up. And frankly, I think even if it had been an informal, unauthorized, unpermitted Black Lives Matter movement, they probably would have tried to crack down on these people. I suggest some mercy on this. And because, again, it's wrong to atrocify anybody else's legally constituted mural. But can we also constitute and acknowledge that it is wrong to form vigilante vandals to go after various statues? They still haven't figured out who knocked down the statue of Frederick Douglass. I hope they do bring charges against the people who knocked down that Columbus statue in Baltimore and blasted it up into smithereens. I mean, this is wrong. And for a more accurate view, an enjoyable view of our founding fathers, there's a movie you might want to see. You should be able to see it for free right now, and you can watch it with your kids. It's a very special movie about the Declaration of Independence. It's called, well, appropriately, 1776. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
The 4th of July, there's no better movie than a 50-year-old musical about the struggle to write and approve the Declaration of Independence. It's called, logically enough, 1776.
With one abstention, the resolution on independence is adopted.
It's done.
That's William Daniels as John Adams, who joins Ken Howard as Thomas Jefferson, Howard Da Silva as Dr. Benjamin Franklin, and Blythe Danner as Martha Jefferson, all having the times of their lives singing and dancing their way through one of the critical moments of human history. The songs are snappy, and the history is solid, and it's great for kids, too. I've seen this 1972 movie more than a dozen times, and I still love this G-rated treat. 4 stars for 1776, and happy Independence Day.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And I think he might never admit it, but he probably should. But I think Lin-Manuel Miranda must have seen this movie at some point coming up, because it's been around for a long time. It really a very long time. And the idea of treating the Founding Fathers, having them singing and dancing. The dancing is not as lively in 1776 as it is in Hamilton. But I think that this might well have helped to inspire one of the greatest hits of our time. And by the way, which continues to be a hit and is very much worth seeing. And one of the things that is important about Hamilton is when you look at Hamilton himself, he obviously was a flawed hero. And the show shows that. It shows some of the mistakes, some of the tragedies, some of the improper things that he did in his life. And yet he comes across as heroic. So does George Washington. So do the entire revolutionary project. And it's one of the reasons I think people are taking such comfort out of people on the left, people on the right, on enjoying and savoring Hamilton. Tomorrow on the Medved Show, we're going to be talking with Jake Tapper of CNN. And not about the political campaign or politics or CNN or fake news or anything, but about it, that something wasn't fake, a book he wrote, which was outstanding, about heroes in the Afghan War. It's now a movie, and Jake's one of the producers. It's a movie that features the son of Clint Eastwood, the son of Mel Gibson, and it's directed by a graduate of West Point. Couldn't think of a more pro-military movie than this one. We'll talk to Jake about that, and we'll talk to Steven Pinker of Harvard, who signed that powerful letter condemning the cancel culture and left-wing intolerance. Good for him and for us in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.